us a little bit about how you got started as a singer and actually signed with ABC.
Well, I actually came from a musical family, so it wasn't real unusual that I would carry on some sort of music. I sang with my dad, who was my piano player, nightly, and it was arranged that I would be auditioned by the president of ABC Paramount. His name was Sam Clark. And as I was auditioning and the door was open, he looked down the hallway and saw Ray Charles and asked him if he would come in on sit in on the audition. And Mr. Charles said, "Sign her now." And they did. And it wasn't like what might happen today where you have a committee of people and they're looking over the paperwork. It wasn't like that. We signed.
What was that like to be so young and be exposed to someone of his talents at the time? That must have been pretty...
There's parts of it that I don't remember because that's many, many years ago. But I remember that he was very kind, that he did have sight at one time, so he was asking me things about myself, what I was wearing, what color my hair was, and my eyes. And he was very enthusiastic about them signing me immediately. And they did. And my name at that point was changed to Barbara Lyons.
So you must have had some pretty powerful sound as a young girl.
I think so. I mean, it was. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And I recorded for Paramount for a number of years. And did at that time it was 45s. And also I did a children's album for New York City. Their Captain Kangaroo, his name was Chubby Jackson. And he was Woody Herman's bass player, and he decided to produce a children's album, and I sang on about four cuts of it, and I loved that also. That was a real treat.
What are some of your favorite songs and some of the legends that you look up to that you would refer to for your career work as a singer?
Typically, when I was younger, I listened to male singers because there was less of a chance that a young, undeveloped singer like that I was would copy a female singer, more apt to copy a female singer than a male singer. And so I listened to people like Joe Williams, Sammy Davis Jr. Of the women, it would be Sarah Vaughan and Carmen McRae.
So what brought you away from music that you studied then to become a therapist?
Well, life in general, but my father had always been my accompanist. And he passed away at a very young age of 52. And I didn't have a clue how to produce music. To me, you made music by going from the kitchen to the living room. And so I just took a break, and I had not really pursued education. When I graduated from high school, I went to Brighton Stratton to become a secretary temporarily. I was already in love with my present husband. So I kept pursuing education. I got an undergraduate degree at a later age and two graduate degrees. And I also, while loving music, I loved behaviors, and I loved studying them, and I knew I wanted to be in the psychology business. So that's what got me there.
Do you use music through psychology at all when you're working?
I don't, but what I have found is that for me, it seems very similar, because I sing music. Music is generally about loss and finding love. And that's what I hear and help people work through in my office. It's the same. It's almost the same theme. But I've tried to keep the two lives separate, because otherwise I find people start asking me more about music than about what they need to do as clients working through a problem.
Barbara, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for letting me do this. That's the kind of magic music we make with our lips when we kiss. And I said, we'll be old Willow. He really knows how to cry.